Koft Heves, Monday the 23rd of December, Rabbi Eli Siegel, the same Talmud motto.
I'd like to start to discuss today, as you heard, the various halachas negated with the same Talmud motto. Although people like to choose something which is maybe negated to the parsha or negated to the time of the year, so you're wondering what's the connection between the same Talmud motto and now particularly. So the real answer is not much, but one way it may be negate is we know that the halach is if someone's got a sofik, whether he's said the same Talmud motto, so up to 30 days, or maybe 90 tefillahs, if he's still considered that he's used to, he still says what he's used to, and therefore you'd have to repeat. So the 90 tefillahs or 30 days, that's finishes either next week or the following week. But they say that if someone is a Baal Tefillah, someone who dams for the Omid every day, he's a Chiyuv, so he's got the added Chazoras HaShatz as well, so therefore he can make it up quicker. So I think in 2 days' time, you've finished the 90 Tefillahs of somebody who's davening for an Omid. And another obvious connection is that the word Motto only occurs once in the whole Torah, not in Tanakh, but in Nach, but in Torah, and which is in obviously in Parashat Vayom Shemoya. And the word Umata is only once in the whole Torah, and that's this week's parasha. Parashat Vayera Umata lo nidchel. So we've got some obvious connections, which I'm sure you must have thought of, to the same Talmud Motto in this week's parasha. But let's start as follows. The truth of the Torah says in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin that on we start saying the same Talmud Motto when we say it, whether it's Zayin Cheshvan or from the 60th day of Tekufa, and we say it, it says in Lashon HaTorah, we say it until Musaf on first day Pesach. Yeah, that's when we dive into it as Tal, and we stop saying the same Talmud Motto. That's what the Torah says. So the Beis Yosef asks a question. He says, or the Beis Yosef says that the Torah's lav dafka, because we stop saying the same thing. We don't daven a weekday Shmoneh Esra on Pesach. Mariv, Shachris is a Yom Tov Shmoneh Esra. So truly, we've stopped saying the same Talmud Motto, Mincha, on Erev Pesach. So therefore, the Beis Yosef says the Torah's lav dafka, and he means we start the Tefillah's Tal on Musaf on first day Pesach, but really, in actual fact, the same Talmud Motto we would have stopped on Mincha on Erev Pesach. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch himself, when he brings the halacha, he says v'shoyalin ad tefillas hamincha shel erev yom tov rishon shel Pesach. That's the mechaber in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Aleph. So he goes in line with what he said in the Beis Yosef that he says ad tefillas hamincha shel erev yom rishon shel Pesach. And then we shom ve'elach, and then on this poiskim milishul we stop saying the same Talmud Motto. The Bach on the tour wants to say that the Torah is not lav dafka, and the Torah means it when he says we stop saying the same Talmud Motto, and when we stop El Musaf on the first day Pesach, he says as follows. Because there is a halacha, if someone on Shabbos or Yom Tov, by mistake, he wasn't concentrating, and he starts davening a weekday Shmoneh Esra. So the Gemara tells us, for example, he started Atta Choyne in Adam Das, and in the middle, halfway through Atta Choyne, he suddenly realized, oh, it's Shabbos, I should have said Atta Kiddashti, it's not Moshe, whatever it may be. So the halacha is, he shouldn't stop in the middle of that bracha, he should continue to the end of that bracha. And the Gemara explains, because really, in truth, we should have a chiv to say a full Shmoneh Esra on Shabbos, yet because we're Pnei, because of Kavod Yom Tov, Kavod Shabbos, whatever, and the Tiruch of the Tzibur, the Chazal were not Mechayev, they weren't Matriach people to say a full Shmoneh Esra. So really, we would have said a full Shmoneh Esra on Shabbos, just we would have inserted, like we say, Yalav Yovah in Rosh Chodesh, so we would have said something like a Yalav Yovah sort of thing to mention Shabbos on Shabbos. But in fact, we don't do that. We say just a seven brochas on Shabbos. But the Chiyav is really to say a full Shmoneh Esra. So therefore, although we don't actually say a full Shmoneh Esra, but once someone has started a brocha, he shouldn't stop in the middle of that brocha, he should continue and finish that brocha. After that brocha, he goes straight back to Shabbos. So what would be the case if someone on Thursday Pesach, instead of weekday Shemini Esra, and he's in the middle of Baruch Aleinu. Should he say the same Talamata? Because we haven't stopped saying the same Talamata yet. Or should he say the same Bracha? So says the Bach, that's what the Torah means. The Torah is Dafka. That since Tfilas Tal is only on Musaf, on first day Pesach, that means up to that point, we still say the same Talamata. So practically we don't, because we've stopped saying a weekday Shemana Esra on Erev Yom Tov. But for this gentleman who made a mistake, and he did say his weekday Shemana Esra on first day Pesach, so that the Bach says that the Torah means to say he would have to say the same Talamata in Baruch Aleinu. And that's what the Torah means. However, as we see, the Beis Yosef and in the Shulchan Aruch, he does not pass him like that. Because the Shulchan, he says clearly that we say Ad Tefillas HaMincha Shel Erev Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach. The only problem is that the Shulchan Aruch himself, in Siman Tov Pei Ches, Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says that on Hilchos Pesach, he says, when he speaks about the first day of Yom, he says, we say Tefillas Tal, U'mikan vo'eilach poiskin midishalak shomim. Yeah, and the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach says, from Musaf onwards, on first day Pesach, we stop saying the same Talamata. So it's a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, and my biggest difficulty is I haven't found anybody who asks a stira. But that's just as an introduction. So the halachas of Saint Talamata are that if someone forgets to say the Saint Talamata, so we have a sort of a unique din that if he hasn't yet said Shema Koleinu, so he continues to say the Shemana Esra, when he gets to Shema Koleinu, in Shema Koleinu he can insert the Saint Talamata or the Saint Talamata Levrocha, and thereby he's made up for missing the Saint Talamata in Baruch Aleinu, and then he continues. If, however, he forgets, even after Shema Koleinu, or he finishes Shemini Esra, he's going to have to repeat the whole Shemini Esra for missing out Saint Talamata in Baruch Aleinu. The question is, what would be if somebody davens a weekday Shemini Esra on Shabbos, and he said Baruch Aleinu, and he didn't say the same Talamata. So again, it's on Shabbos, and he made a mistake. He said a weekday Shemini Esra. And he says Baruch Aleinu, and he forgot to say the same Talamata in Baruch Aleinu. What should he do now? Yeah. Do you say he has to repeat the Shemini Esra? Should he go to Shmaka, carry on and say till Shmaka Aleinu? Well, what does one do? So a similar shaila is mentioned, the Bar Hetev in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, there's also Piskei Tshuva later, in Reish Samaches, it says as follows. It brings from Halachas Ketanus. Im Nivshach B'Tfilas Shabbos. If someone continued, this is talking about on Shabbos, and he continued the davening behischil ba'atochoinein, and instead of going into his Tfilas Shabbos, he said, started saying atochoinein, v'siyein bebirchas hashonim, and he went all the way, he didn't remember, and he went all the way through to Baruch Aleinu, birchas hashonim, v'oz nizkashu hu Shabbos, and then he's finished Baruch Aleinu, and he remembers his Shabbos. Now the case, the halachos ketanus, which the Bar Hetev is bringing, is talking about as follows, v'hoyo b'mois hachamo, it was in the summer, when one shouldn't say the same Talamata, and he did, he made a mistake, v'sho' al moto, and he said the same Talamata. So says the Bar Hetev, quoting the Halachos Ketanus, choyze, he has to go back, atshiyema birchas hashonim ketikuna, he has to repeat Baruch Aleinu, say it properly without saying the same Talamata, v'oz yelech etzol Shabbos, then he goes back to Tfilas Shabbos. So the Bar Hetev brings, and it's brought elsewhere as well, that if someone made a mistake, and he's talking about in the summer, when you're not meant to say the same Talamata, And he davened on Shabbos, he said a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. He said Baruch Aleinu, and he did not say the same Talmud, and he said the same Talmud Matta when he shouldn't have done. So he has to repeat, and he has to say Baruch Aleinu again. Now, it's not the Shaila we asked, and we have to see if there'll be a difference. We were asking a Shaila whether in the winter, if someone said Baruch Aleinu on Shabbos, and didn't say, he said the same bracha instead of the same talamot, and that's what we're going to discuss. Maybe are there differences? And bechlal, do we paskin like this halacha? Truth is, the general consensus is we don't. And the Chai Odom, and many who argue with this halacha, the Tehillah LeDavid, one of the Sefer on halacha, Chaim says as follows. He says that if one davens says Baruch Aleinu, and one didn't say, one said the same Talamoto in the summer, so it's as if you've said a wrong tefillah, it's the wrong thing. You're not meant to say that. Yeah, if you say the same Talamoto in the summer, it's as if he says, as if you haven't davened. That brocha is nothing. You've ruined that brocha. So he says, it's as if you haven't said Baruch Aleinu at all. And therefore, he's back to the stage of somebody who hasn't yet started Baruch Aleinu. And now, if the Gemara only says that on Shabbos, you say you carry on with a weekday bracha. If you started the bracha, so you have to finish that bracha. You can't start a new bracha and start and daven a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Avada chazal on the second a Shabbos tikkun Shemoneh Esrei. So he's saying the hitainas on the halachas katanas that by saying the same talamotah, you've ruined your Baruch Aleinu. So it's just as if you haven't said Baruch Aleinu at all. It's nothing. Therefore, you wouldn't have to go back because it's just as if you haven't even started Baruch Aleinu. That's what he says. Seemingly the halachas katanas holds that once you've started a brocha on Shabbos, then you've got a duty to finish that brocha. And therefore, if you've said it wrong, you've still got a duty to make sure you say the brocha properly. So since he said the same talamot instead of the same brocha, and having started that brocha on Shabbos, he's got a duty to finish that brocha and say it correctly. So you'd have to say it again without saying the same brocha, not the same talamot. But will there be a difference between, as I say, if in the winter on Shabbos, if he did not say the same talamata, the same bracha, will the halachas katanas agree? What will the tilit l'davida say? So really we have to analyze what's the nature of missing out the same talamata in Baruch Aleinu. There is a famous discussion, which I'm sure has been mentioned here before, about the halacha of tefillas tashlumin, which means if someone misses a tefillah, just for example, someone misses shachris, he has to daven, and he can make up, he davens two minchas, and by davening the second tefillah, a mincha, that makes up for the missed shachris. The halacha is, if someone misses mincha, he can make up by davening two marivs. If someone misses mincha on Erev Shabbos, so though he's missed a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, nonetheless, he davens two marivs on Friday night, and he can make up for that missed Shemoneh Esrei on a weekday with a Friday night Shemoneh Esrei. Although it's a different Shemoneh Esrei completely. But since he's missed a tefillah, so now the current tefillah is a Friday night tefillah, so he makes up with davening a current tefillah. What happens, which is a shaila discussed in Tosfos and Brachos, if someone forgot to say Yalav Yavo in Rosh Chodesh, one has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. What happens if somebody forgot to say Yalav Yavo Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and Mariv now, the night is no longer Rosh Chodesh anymore. So he davened Shemoneh Esrei, just he forgot to say Yalav Yavoi. Now, as a result of not saying Yalav Yavoi, he has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei to say Yalav Yavoi. But now, he didn't repeat it, and it's only now he realizes when it's now Mariv. It's no longer Rosh Chodesh anymore. So if he davens a second Mariv, he's not making up anything which he's missed out, because he's not going to say Yalav Yavo. And as far as Shemoneh Esrei is concerned, he said Shemoneh Esrei, he just missed out Yalav Yavo. The only reason to have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei is to say the Yalav Yavo, but he's not even going to gain that, because he doesn't say Yalav Yavo now.
Did you say Shemoneh Esrei?
Sorry?
Is there so
that is a Machlokes Rishonim. And the general accepted explanation of what the Machlokes is dependent on is what is the nature of a Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh without a Yalav Yavoi? That means, do we say that a Rosh Chodesh Shemoneh Esrei is like any other Shemoneh Esrei? just Chazal instructed us to insert a Haskorah in the Shemoneh Esrei. We have to mention Yalav Yovo in the Shemoneh Esrei. If we don't mention Yalav Yovo, our Shemoneh Esrei, we haven't missed out on our davening, our Shemoneh Esrei is a proper Shemoneh Esrei. Just we missed out the Haskorah. And Chazal will mechayev us to repeat Shemoneh Esrei in order to gain that and to say Yalav Yovo. But our tefillah is a tefillah. We've davened. Or do you say no? That since Chazal said that on Rosh Chodesh we have to say Yalav Yovo, that means that the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Chodesh is a different type of Shemoneh Esrei. It's a new type of Shemoneh Esrei. It's a Shemoneh Esrei with the Yalav Yovo in it. And if you miss Yalav Yovo in Rosh Chodesh, it's as if you haven't davened at all. It's you haven't said Shemoneh Esrei properly. And that's how they explain the two tzedakim in this shaila. Whether, if someone missed Yalav Yovo in Rosh Chodesh Mincha, and now in the night time, it's no longer Rosh Chodesh, does he have to daven? Should he daven a second Mariv or not? Albeit, he's not going to say Yalav Yovo. So it depends. If he's davened, just he hasn't said yet, he's just missing Yalav Yovo, and that's the only reason why he needs to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So by davening Mariv now, a second Mariv, he's not going to gain that because he doesn't say Yalav Yovo, so he shouldn't do it. However, if by missing out Yalav Yovo, it's as if he hasn't davened at all, so we say, daven another Mariv now. You're not saying Yalav Yovo, it doesn't matter, but at least you're going to daven. And it's as if somebody hasn't davened Mincha, so he davens two Marivs. He hasn't davened Mincha by virtue of the fact that he missed out Yalav Yovo. So he has to daven a second Mariv. That's the machlokus Rishonim. And lahalocha, it's taka, we call it a sophic lahalocha. And in halacha it said that one should daven a second Shemoneh Esrei b'toiras nedava. B'toiras nedava. And the nafkamina being is, if Erev Rosh Chodesh was on a Friday, Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos you can't daven a tefillas nedava. So you won't be able to daven a second Shemoneh Esrei. That's all with regards to Yalav Yovo in Rosh Chodesh. There is a famous shtickle for the first shtickle of Reb Chaim Briske and Stenzel al Hashas, where Reb Chaim says, what is the din if someone forgot the Saint Alumata on Erev Shabbos? And again, he forgot and he came Friday night, and he realizes he missed the Saint Alumata in Baruch Aleinu. So here you got a similar scenario. He's not going to say the Saint Alumata in the Friday night tefillah. So do you compare it to Yalav Yovo? Do you say that, well, he's davened the Shemoneh Esrei, he's just missed out the Saint Alamata. So that's why he'll have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, but he's not going to gain anything, it's Friday night, there's no Saint Alamata. Or do you say that saying a Baruch Aleinu without the Saint Alamata is you've ruined the whole tefillah, because a Baruch Aleinu, that's the whole surah of the bracha, the whole format of the bracha is with the Saint Alamata. Without saying the Saint Alamata, it's nothing. It's as if you haven't davened. And therefore, you would have to repeat and say a second Shemoneh Esrei in Mariv. So Reb Chaim Briske takes on, and he says that the Saint Alamata, if you miss out the Saint Alamata, it's as if you've been Meshane from the Matbeah Shetovu Chacham. You've changed the Nusach of the Brocha. It's an integral part of the Nusach of Baruch Aleinu, without saying you've missed it out as if you haven't davened at all. So he said Friday night, you should say two Marivs. That is what Reb Chaim says. Now, everybody goes to town with this Reb Chaim, and there are many Achronim who argue for various reasons, but one of the main kashas which they ask in Reb Chaim is that from the fact that we see that if someone forgets the Saint Alamata in Baruch Aleinu, you've got the ability to make it up in Shema Koleinu, which is, we paskin like that, it's a Gemara, we paskin like that. That the halacha is if someone forgets the Saint Alamata, he doesn't need to repeat, he can wait till Shema Koleinu and insert the Saint Alamata in Shema Koleinu. That indicates to us that the Saint Alamata is merely, it's like an insert. It's something, it's not a part of the Nusach HaBrocha, because if you've ruined the Brocha, you can't change it. Inasmuch as, if someone said the Saint Alamata in the summer, he can't go to Shema Koleinu and then put in the same Brocha. Yeah, you've ruined the Brocha, you can't correct it now by putting something, by changing it in Shema Koleinu. If someone says Reb Chaim, so Reb Chaim says, if you miss out the Saint Alamata, you've ruined the whole Brocha. But how, if that's the case, how can you take this little phrase of Saint Alamata and slip it into Shema Koleinu and then you've made it up? That's clearly an indication that the Saint Alamata is merely an insert into the Brocha, And if you missed it, chalasa, you can place over like other things you put into Shema Kaleinu. But that's a kashrut to ask Reb Chaim, which is mashma not like Reb Chaim. So I saw in the Sefer Harari Kedem, which is from the Torahs of Reb Chaim's Einikul, Reb Soloveitchik from America, who wants to answer Reb Chaim as follows. He says that in the Yerushalmi, what's the halacha if someone forgot to say the same Talmud Motto? Okay, so he can say it in Shema Kaleinu. What happens if he forgot to say it in Shema Kaleinu? So he has to go back. Where does he go back to? Does he go back to Shema Kaleinu? Or does he go back to Baruch Aleinu? Yeah. Hear the Shaila? He forgot the same Talmud Motto in Baruch Aleinu. So he's got the opportunity to make it up in Shema Kaleinu. So he went past Shema Kaleinu, he forgot to say it there as well. So what should he do? Can he go back and just say it in Shema Kaleinu? Or does he have to go all the way back to Baruch Aleinu? So, the halacha is clear that you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. However, there is a Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi in Brochus, and Yerushalmi in Tanis says, that if you forget the same Talmud Motto in Baruch Aleinu, and you forgot to slip it into Shema Kaleinu, then you can go back. You only don't need to go all the way back to Baruch Aleinu. You go back and you say it in Shema Kaleinu. Tosfos in Brochus brings this, and the Rishonim in Tanis, it's a big machlokes Rishonim. Yeah? The Maisa Lahalocha, we take on that that you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. But Cesar Soloveitchik explains, he wants to explain what is the machlokes in the, well, what's the machlokes in the two tzadim, whether you go back to Shema Kaleinu or whether you go back to Baruch Aleinu. So he says, how good for you wants to say this is, it depends on this. Whether the same Talmud Motto is, that is the whole Tzurah of the Brocha. A Brocha without the same Talmud is you haven't said the Brocha at all. Or is it merely just a Hazkara of something you mentioned, an insert which you put into the Brocha? So he says that if you say that it's merely an insert, yeah. So Pshuos Pshat, Chazal said you've got a Brocha, you've got a Shemen Esra, you've got Baruch Aleinu. The Chazal said, you know, in Baruch Aleinu we want you to ask for rain, say the same Talmud Motto. You know, we'll give you another opportunity. If you didn't put it in there, you could put it into Shema Kaleinu. Yeah? So Pshat is, it's just an extra Haskor which you have to put in. Lechat Chila put it into Baruch Aleinu. If you didn't manage there, Chazal said, we've got another place where you can put it. You can put it into Shema Kaleinu. So therefore, if you missed out and you didn't say Shema Kaleinu, why should you have to go all the way back to Baruch Aleinu? You can put it back, put it in Shema Kaleinu. However, if you say that it's an integral part of the Brocha, and that's the whole part of the text of the Brocha, so what's Pshat? Pshat is, Avada, it belongs to Baruch Aleinu, and that is the Nusach HaBrocha Baruch Aleinu. What's Pshat you can say in Shema Kaleinu? So he says, it's like a gedda of Tashlumin. If you missed Baruch Aleinu, and you forgot to say, you can be mashlim by adding something into Shema Kaleinu. But once you've missed that Tashlumin, then you have to go back to the Ikar Brocha, and you have to put it into the Ikar Brocha. He says, because the reason why they said you can be mashlim and make a Tashlumin in Shema Kaleinu is Pshat. We want to avoid saying too many brochas. If you've gone over to Shema Kaleinu and you missed it, you're anyway going to have to say brochas, then you've missed the benefit of the Tashlumin anyway, so go back to the Ikar Brocha and put it in there. So he wants to say, that could be, even though, that means, so therefore he's saying, even if we say that you can take the same Talmud Motto and place it in Shema Kaleinu, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's not a part and parcel of the Baruch Aleinu, that's simply an insert. Because you see in Yerushalmi, there's a tzad that, there's a machlokas in Yerushalmi. And he says, the fact that we paskin, that you cannot go back to Shema Kaleinu, you have to go all the way back to Baruch Aleinu. He said that's a support to Reb Chaim, that is part and parcel of the Brocha Baruch Aleinu. So now, back to our Shaila now. If somebody davened on Shabbos, weekday Shemoneh Esrei, and he said Baruch Aleinu, and in the winter, he forgot to say the same Talmud Motto. So, in the case when, in the summer, he says Saint Talmud Motto by mistake, so although the Halachas Ketana says you have to repeat Baruch Aleinu, but the Tilal HaDavid argues And what's his, the thrust of his argument is as follows. That since if you say the same talamotta in the summer, it's as if you haven't davened at all. You haven't said the brocha. It's ke'ilu lo yispalel. So therefore, it's as if you haven't started Baruch Aleinu b'chlal. And it's like you haven't started a weekday. You can't say a weekday Shemoneh Esrei and Shabbos. The halacha is only if you started the brocha, we require you to finish that brocha. But if you said the same talamotta in the summer, it's as if you haven't said it at all. So you should. You don't have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. It's just as if you haven't started. So not saying the same talam motto in Baruch Aleinu in the winter, so it could be depends. If you say, that's as if, like Reb Chaim says, that not saying the same talam motto is if you haven't davened at all, then it's like the Tehillah David's argument, so you won't have to go back to Baruch Aleinu, because it's just if you haven't davened. But if you take on Faked, like everyone else who seems to argue in Reb Chaim, and says that the same talam motto is simply an insert, yeah, and therefore you have davened, you've said a Baruch Aleinu, and that means you've said your bracha, it was a tefillah, you may have a duty to make that up. Because it's not that you haven't davened at all, you have davened, you've said a Baruch Aleinu. And therefore you may have a duty to have to repeat the same talam motto and say it into Baruch Aleinu. So it's not clear what we'll have to do. Whether according to this, one would have to go all the way to Shema Kaleinu on Shabbos, carry on davening Shemoneh Esrei, it seems very difficult to say. And I don't know, for Psak Halacha, say you have to ask your Rav. But just as say to finish, a chasima me'en apsicha, we're speaking about the same talam motto, and we're speaking about the word motto. I was thinking that the word motto perhaps is linked to the word matora. Matara is a target. Because Pshat is the rain, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the rain, so Pshat is every single raindrop, nothing is random, every single raindrop has got its place where it's to go, it's got to reach, as Avi Chazal say, that there's a malach which says to each blade of grass to grow, everything has got its target, everything's got its place to go. And therefore, the same way with Tefillah as well, like the Chazal say, the Targum says, the Pasuk says, "Becharbi v'kashti b'tzlusi v'usi." That our tefillah is like arrows which we're shooting to a target. Pshat is we've got to recognize and realize that every single word of our tefillah is like a precious raindrop. It's got to reach that target, and we've got to be mechavan and make sure it gets to the right place. And perhaps if we are mechavan properly in our tefillahs, perhaps we wouldn't have all these shilas because we'd be pay attention and we'd think what we're saying. Just to finish off, I saw the Chofetz Chaim says the Chofetz Chaim writes somewhere a beautiful etzer to help us have kavana in tefillah. As I say, perhaps would avoid these things. The Chofetz Chaim says I've tried it myself. Yeah, the Chofetz Chaim himself, and he was looking for etzers how to improve his tefillah. He says I've tried it myself and it works. He said the simple thing. He says before every brocha in Shemoneh Esrei, just before you start, just think to yourself, just before I'm about to ask for this. I'm about to say this bracha. Just before, stop a second, just focus. What am I about to do? I'm about to ask for das. Go to the next bracha, I'm about to ask for slicha, refuah, whatever it is. And it's amazing, he says, and I've tried a little bit myself. It does work a bit. I mean, obviously you have to be mechazi yourself constantly. But it gets you to focus. You think what you're doing, you think what you're saying. And Be'ez Hashem, that way will help us to avoid these problems. Be'ez Hashem, which is zoicha, atfilis shall be neskabu v'rotzi.